It's the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us. Coming up, Mike DeCourcy from the Sporting News will be on the show. Robert Mays will talk NFL with us from The Ringer. But right now, Gary Lezak. Hello, Gary.
Good morning. What is up?
You know what, Gary? That was an awesome Facebook post last night. I'm very happy for you. That was terrific. You know that Jake and I both consider you a dear friend of ours. You know that. And, you know, we love you. And, you know, we love Andy. And we were thrilled for you. And for anyone that didn't get a chance to read it, you can go to your Facebook page and read just a wonderful, heartfelt message that you had. And I'll say this, and I saw a lot of people tweeting to you and messaging you. You may not know it, but I'm sure you do know it. You helped some people last night. You made a difference last night. You helped people, and I don't know if you realize how awesome that is. And so, and like I said, like I sent you a message, you and Andy are two of my favorite people, two of the best people that I know, and I'm proud to call you guys my friends. And so,
you know, Stephen, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your statement right there. Just to mention Andy on this show just now is incredible, because think about it. Just by me coming out, you know, through social media, and the response has been just overwhelming, and I really appreciate Kansas City. As I said, it's been my home, my family for 25 years, and I really feel that way. But just mentioning Andy, who's been my partner for almost 20 years, 20-year anniversary coming up in February. But you guys know, I mean, you guys know Andy well, and he's a great, great person. And we, because you're not out of the closet, per se, we tend to not be able to talk about everything. And your sexuality is not important for us talking about sports or weather or anything about those kinds of things. It's still a very important point to get across, and one of these days, years, decades from now, it won't matter at all, because it doesn't matter. And when I say you're born this way, you are born this way. And so I know you guys support that. I appreciate that. And Andy's an incredible person, and I'm glad that we don't have to hide anymore. And when I said in my statement on Facebook, and I tweeted out the link to that, just follow me at facebook.com/Gary Lezak. You can go read it. Let me know what you think. I'm reading all the comments. I really appreciate it. But it's just a relief. It feels about the most comfortable thing I've ever done in my entire life. I've never been more comfortable than anything. I mean, talking to you guys every morning is not as comfortable as talking about this.
Right. Well, you have to talk to Jake. I understand that.
Yeah, Jake is, you know.
He'll make you very uncomfortable at all times. But that's what his job is.
Yeah, that's just
my son's band played at Andy's birthday party. We've had great times together. Watching UFC and watching fights and everything else. I mean, honestly, Andy's one of my favorite people in the world, and besides our friendship, I'm great friends with Andy, and we have had great times out of the Big 12 tournament, and like I said, watching fights and everything else. And whatever decision you were going to make, I just want you to be happy. I want him to be happy. I want you guys to be happy, and know that no matter what you guys do, and no matter what it's never mattered, but we support you in any possible way. But it is significant, because there are people out there that don't have enough support, or maybe don't feel like they have support. And by you reaching out and being open with this, you're damn right you've helped people. And you may not ever know, and you may not ever meet the person that you helped, but you helped people last night, and you helped a lot. And so I'm very proud of you, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for you. And I know Jake Jake, you feel the same way, because even though it sounds like an adversarial relationship, I know you're very close friends with Gary, even though sometimes you guys fight every day on the phone about how long he's going to be on the show, and then I have to go like a referee and separate
but
you guys.
But that's what friends do, though. That's what friends do. That's what brothers
okay,
do.
I'm gonna make sure.
Yeah. We bicker. We bicker and we fight.
We have difference of opinion.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's, you know, we've all been through unique life experiences, and I know, you know, dealing with the loss of my parents, and you know, you lost your mother years ago, Gary, and just being there for each other in life situations has nothing to do with our sexuality. We're friends. We support each other. You know, we go out to lunch, Gary. We have great in-depth conversations, and you're a dear friend, and I fully support you always, and Andy, in any endeavor, in every endeavor that you guys do.
Well, thank you, Jake. Thank you, Stephen. And one more statement. You know, here we are. You're a sports radio station, and in sports, it's still a big stigma. There's a few, very, very few athletes out. I don't know of any coaches, but I'm telling you, it's about 10%, and 1 out of 10 are gay. There's all other ranges in there, too. We could go deep into conversations here, but if you line up all the NFL players, all the baseball players, there's a lot of gay athletes out there that are still deep in the closet because of the stigma of this world. So that's one of the reasons I came out. More importantly, I want to be a leader and a role model in the community to help the LGBTQ youth and parents, the parents out there that have children that might be coming out to them. It's challenging. It has to be very difficult. My own father took 10 years after I came out before he could tell anybody. And then he did. He was able to do such a thing. But it's just a stigma that hopefully we'll all understand that we have to continue to support those people out there as we struggle with our lives.
And you know, hey, in case you didn't know, and I think you do, you're an unbelievable role model for a number of reasons. And I mean, hey, you beat cancer.
Yeah.
I mean, you're one of the most courageous, strongest people that I've ever met in this world. So we've always got you, man. We support you. We got your back, and I'm just glad you're a part of the show. That's all.
Thank you, and you're listening to Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Oh, look, Jake was waiting for it. He did it.
Yeah,
he did it on
Gary.
His own.
Attaboy.
Man, you're really getting better at this job, Gary.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
now, Gary,
now quit running over.
Now to the important thing, Gary.
Now let's get to sports and weather.
Are you willing to come on this show and say that Alex Smith was snubbed by the Pro Bowl? Snubbed.
I'm going to just say absolutely.
Right.
I mean,
you're right.
How could he not? I mean, he started the season on fire, and he's on fire again.
He should be on there instead of Phillip Rivers, shouldn't he?
Absolutely.
That's right. See, now look at this. You're
not even close.
Jake's shaking his head. Jake won't admit that, but you did. That's a big step.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm really proud of you now.
Well, thank you. So, absolutely. Weather-wise, on Christmas Eve for the game, you know, we have this competition. What's the kickoff temperature going to be? It's going to be pretty cold on Christmas Eve. There may be some light snow or flurries, not a big storm. A big storm is showing up possibly sometime New Year's week. We'll see, because it's always a few days away. We'll monitor that. Today, no big storm, cloudy, and temperatures will be in the 40s all day today, 50s tomorrow. A cold front comes through on Friday, and we'll go over all the details on 41 Action News tonight. And I hope everyone has a great day. Go to my Facebook, on Twitter. I put out that link. And I appreciate all the support. It's been overwhelming, Kansas City. I love you all. And we go on with our lives now. And I really appreciate you guys. And here is Bob Hamilton.
Thanks, Gary. You can get your whole house plumbing check for just $49. Better call Bob, 888-4-B-O-B. Remember 913 or bobhamilton.com.
Coming up, we have Mike DeCourcy from the Sporting News to talk some college basketball. Robert Mays from The Ringer will talk to us about the NFL, try to figure things out. It looks like, it feels like we're headed towards Ravens at Chiefs in the wild card round?
You never know. You never know.
I'm going to tell you what. That's the one thing about this NFL season. It seems worthless to try to project things.
Right.
Because every week there's something that stuns you.
Absolutely.
But
maybe it's the Titans. Maybe it's the Bills.
It sure looks like it.
Yeah. If you look at the schedule.
The Ravens. I don't care. Chiefs going to win.
Go Chiefs.
Division round, I don't know. Chiefs going to win that first game, though. We will take a break back after this with Mike DeCourcy on Sports Radio 810 WHB.